在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says he expects government numbers due out tomorrow will show the U.S. economy continued to shrink in the second quarter, but not as much as it did earlier in the year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the consensus of experts is that the sharp contraction of the economy has eased somewhat over the last few months. Financial markets have settled down, and there are signs of stabilization in the housing market. The president says the U.S. is no longer at the edge of an economic cliff, but he warns job losses are still a huge problem.
We're not going to rest until we have seen not just a technical improvement in GDP, but until the American people's job prospects, their incomes, have rebounded. And that's going to take some time.
A new NPR poll shows voters are more concerned about the economy than any other issue. Aides say the president will hold a series of events next month to highlight his economic efforts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Mr. Obama is due to have a casual White House get-together this hour with black Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates and white Cambridge, Massachusetts police officer Jim Crowley. The White House is serving beer to all three, an effort to douse a firestorm over accusations of racial profiling after Crowley arrested Gates at his home on charges of disorderly conduct. President Obama later added fuel to the controversy by saying the police acted stupidly. He says he wants to lower the temperature on the debate. The U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan says some of the sanctions against Khartoum are getting in the way of U.S. aid efforts in Darfur and in the south of the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Retired Air Force Major General Scott Gratian told lawmakers that there's no evidence to keep Sudan on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. He says that's a political decision. And he said the sanctions that come with the designation are hurting aid efforts. Gratian also said that the level of violence in Darfur is far different than it was in 2003 and 2004 when the Bush administration labeled it a genocide.
The level of violence that we're seeing right now is not a coordinated violence, but it is violence that we must end. And in fact, as there's other areas of Sudan where the violence is considerably greater.
His comments are in stark contrast to the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., who has said there is an ongoing genocide in Darfur. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The leader of an Islamist sect in Nigeria has been killed by police hours after being taken into custody. Mohammed Yusuf, a militant preacher, has been blamed for several days of deadly clashes in northern Nigeria that killed at least 150 people. On Wall Street today, the Dow climbed 83 points, the Nasdaq picked up 16 points, and the S&P rose 11. This is NPR News. This month has been the deadliest for American forces in Afghanistan since the 2001 U.S.-led invasion to oust the Taliban from power. More than 40 American troops have been killed in July. The New York Times is reporting that two star sluggers from the Boston Red Sox tested positive for banned performance-enhancing drugs back in 2003. According to the report, Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz were on a list of about 100 players who tested positive. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
The New York Times says it got the information about Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz from lawyers who knew about the test results but spoke anonymously because the testing information is under seal by a court order. The 2003 tests were an initial attempt by baseball to gauge the scope of the steroids problem. The identities of players who tested positive were not supposed to be revealed, but a few high-profile names have leaked out, including Alex Rodriguez and Sammy Sosa. And now, according to the Times, Ramirez and Ortiz. They were key members of the Red Sox team that won a dramatic World Series title in 2004, breaking the team's infamous 86-year championship drought and prompting many an elderly Red Sox fan to proclaim, "Now I can die happy." Ortiz has never been linked to banned drugs. Ramirez, now with the LA Dodgers, recently ended a 50-game ban for violating baseball's drug policy. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of auto supplier Delphi to its lenders and former parent, General Motors. The federal ruling paves the way for Delphi to emerge from nearly 4 years of bankruptcy. The judge overruled objections by retirees who could lose some of their pensions. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.